Hello. How are we doing? We're talking again. It's season two. No, it's not. Oh my God. It's season four. See, I had to do a little bit of math in my head. But hi. Welcome back to Just a Sip, season four, episode two. That's where I got the two from. I was confused for a second. Because this is actually the third time I've started this episode. Because of literally the beginning. I always mess it up. But it's really not that serious. It's not that big a deal. Let's just start talking. Let's have our little conversation that we have every week. So this week, I don't know. I felt like talking about, continuing your personal growth. Like, really how to continue personal growth. But honestly, this is all my opinion. I can't even tell you for sure how to continue doing something like that because I'm still doing it myself. So really, it's not a how-to. It's more of a let's do it together kind of vibe. But yeah, I thought it was like a really it'd be something fun for me to talk about, like what it's like, I guess, continuing your personal growth and like you've grown a little bit and you recognize that, but you don't want it to stop. Or maybe you do want it to stop. There's a lot of things that could go on. And so this is just, my thoughts and processes on that whole situation. But before we get into absolutely anything, if you're watching this on YouTube, you see my coffee sitting right there. You see it sitting right there. So let's discuss what exactly this is. Now, it's a little darker than it normally is, right? Which I'm actually kind of loving. That means I've used less milk and more espresso, which is always good. I feel like if you ever got a coffee like this at like Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, or literally anywhere that you get coffee from, a lot of people don't like it this color. A lot of people would be like, oh my God, the second they put it on the counter, they'd be like, that's wrong. That's wrong. So if you're listening to this just anywhere and you're not watching, that's the color of the coffee. It's wrong. Like out the gate. If you saw someone give this to you, you'd be like, okay, no, that's not what I ordered. That's what this looks like. So here it is. It's because it's fall. And I'm so happy that it's fall. I think I said that in the last episode too. I was like, I'm just happy that we are starting this season in the fall, like on the first day of fall. So it's like 60, it's like 70 degrees outside, I think. I haven't been out there today. Don't know why. I've just very much been in the house. But regardless, yeah, it's fall. This is perfect. So the flavor of today is caramel apple butter. It's 100% delicious. I've been drinking this flavor for, I want to say like 2 years now, maybe a year, probably a year. Yeah, 1 year. I've been drinking this flavor like only in the fall season because it just tastes that good during the fall. Other seasons, it's fine. It's whatever. But like right now, it hits different. So I'm going to take a little bit of a sip. I'm going to drink some of it for us today. Absolutely amazing. I took three gulps for us, and I'm putting that back down. But now that we've talked about what we are drinking, what we are having for our little beverage of the day, we can get into today's topic. But a little bit before I do that, take this time to grab a drink. Take this time to get cozy with something, whether that be a snack or a drink of some sort. I mean, I say this every single episode, I'm pretty sure. It's like on repeat at this point. It's something that I just keep saying always, always, always. So you should already know that we're being cozy together. We're having a little conversation together. So it's just, if you haven't taken the time out of your day to focus on yourself a little bit, do it right now. Even if you're in the car, just enjoy. Stop at Starbucks. Stop at like your local coffee shop if they have a drive-through. Maybe you feel like going inside. I don't really know. Something. Because this is meant to be enjoyed with a beverage of any kind. It could even be alcoholic if you want. Completely up to you. Oh my God, like an apple cider mimosa? Or anything fall related, because it is fall and we are really going in for the season this year. We're really trying hard to enjoy all of the fall that we can because it lasts 2 seconds. It doesn't last long, so we take everything we can get. Anyway, today's topic. I wanted to talk about personal growth, which I did mention already, but I feel like it's a really fun topic. It's a really fun thing to talk about, mainly because it's never ending. Like, it's really not something that ends as you grow up or like stays the same as you grow up. There's always a new way that you can talk about personal growth, or there's always a new, I guess, perspective that you can take on it, because you're continuing to grow and it's always changing for you. So like, it's never, I don't ever find it as something boring to talk about, because it holds so much substance in my mind, in my opinion. And I really enjoy that about like things that I talk about. I really enjoy when something has substance. It could be the same topic over and over again, but if the content of that topic, or if the information of that topic, is continually changing, I feel like that's the really nice part about it. And since we, as human beings, as people on this earth, are continuing to grow, of course, we are also always changing. So we're always going to have something to talk about different about this topic. But yeah, so when it comes to personal growth, I feel like, and this is, you know, on repeat with anyone who's ever talked about anything remotely close to this, but I feel like the first thing that goes into it is just like, the only way you're ever going to see growth personally or in any area of your life is by setting goals. Now, this isn't new information. This isn't unheard of, brand new, recreated information, but it's the most true. It's like, anytime I've ever set a goal for myself and actually reached it, I have grown as a person. That's just the formula. That's just what it is. So if you personally feel like you want to experience some type of growth in your life, then you're going to have to set a goal to do that. There's a fly in here, and it's like right in front of my face. All this space, and it wants to fly in front of me. I hate it. Whatever. But if you want to see growth in your life in any area, like, you're just going to have to set a goal in order to make it happen. But that's not easy. It's like easier said than done a lot of the time. But yeah, it comes from setting goals for yourself. It could be in the area of like fitness. It could be in your career. It could be a spiritual. It could be like a social goal, or you want to have like a different, maybe a different relationship even with yourself. Like, maybe you struggle with like negative self-talk, or you struggle with just being not as nice to yourself. Your goals could be like, I want to be nicer to myself this year, or I want to be nicer to myself from now on. It could be so many things. There's so many areas of life that you could set positive goals in, which I feel like is really important, but also it gets overwhelming how many areas you can set goals in. So it's really, I feel like it's really smart to kind of hone in on specific things, and set like shorter term goals for them, so that you don't get too overwhelmed. Because I get overwhelmed by myself. Like, when I'm setting goals for myself or like filling out my planners or whatever, it's always fun and games until it actually comes to doing it, right? And so when I like set goals for myself and I see it all on paper, it's beautiful to see it there. But then sometimes, depending on the goal or depending on the multiple goals, it's a little overwhelming. It's a little bit like, oh, that's a lot. Like, of course I see it here, but it's a lot to actually work to. But there are ways to make that better by like I said, like setting shorter term goals, things that are more like achievable in your mind and in your head. And it doesn't make it seem that big, if that makes sense. But yeah, so goals, basically they need, it's pretty fact at this point. I feel like it's a fact that any goal that you set needs to be attainable to you. It needs to be something that you can see yourself working for, and something that you can see yourself working towards, and it's reachable, like it's within your reach. And that's what I mean by a short-term goal, if we're going to define the word or the phrase short-term goal. It's basically like something that you set for yourself that doesn't take very long to reach, but is like a stepping stone towards reaching a larger goal, which is, those ones are usually easier to hit than just a broad, general, big goal. Like, say your goal is, I wanna lose 10 pounds. Okay, so that's your goal. Yeah, awesome. But the short term, that would be like a long term goal, kind of. But the short term one would be like, okay, basically the little steps as how we're going to get there. Like, okay, start, you know, portion control with my food, or start, you know, running every single day on the treadmill for X amount of time. Like, it makes it more visible in your head, and it makes it more, like, I guess, attainable. Something that you can see. You're like, okay, these are the little goals I'm going to reach and the little things I'm going to start doing in order to reach that bigger goal. So yes, they need to be very, very attainable things if you want to see any type of progress in your life. But for example, I feel like one of my personal goals that has been, I don't know, like kind of hard for me, not really hard, but has been like in the works for a while, is I've always wanted to do one of two things. Actually, I wanted to do both. But at this point in the episode, I'm pretty sure I would have moved already. But it's been one of my goals to buy a house. And this year I was kind of like struggling. I was like, do I really want to buy a house? Or the other thing I've wanted to do was like move downtown Chicago and like live in an apartment in the city and just kind of live my little life in an apartment in the city, because it sounds like fun. And it sounds like I love the city. I love Chicago and I love being down there. So of course that was something that I thought I wanted to do. And so I was kind of like, I can't be in two places at once. So I was like, what makes the most sense for me? Like, what is A, the reasons why I want to be going to place A or B, or the reasons why I want to do what I want to do, and which one is, you know, the most beneficial for me in like my personal goals, which one's going to work? So it's been a goal of mine to, you know, move A into a house or B into an apartment in the city. And there was really nothing in between. Like, those are the two things that I wanted, right? And so I did ultimately decide to buy a house and stay like kind of in my hometown, not kind of, stay in my hometown and just see where life takes me after I do that. So, but that was accompanied by a lot of short-term goals and a lot of like working towards smaller things, which helped build up to that one big thing, which was the goal of buying a house. And so, that was really hard. It was really interesting. It was a very weird situation. It was different for me because it was the first time I've ever done something like that. And I was doing it virtually by myself. I had some help along the way, but it was like for the main part, it was just me. But yeah, like, so setting goals was just, it's very important to set the little ones first in addition to the big ones if you actually want to reach the big ones and see some personal growth in your life. But yeah, and I think that it's also really important that in addition to setting all those goals and like, sorry, I'm getting congested. It has never failed me that I would get congested while doing this show. Anytime I ever turn this camera on and start talking with you, it like, I don't know what it triggers in my body or in my nose or whatever, but I just get so congested. It's crazy. That might be a personal thing. It might be like, Cameron, then stop talking like that. I don't know. Maybe I'm holding my breath. I think I am. I think I'm holding my breath every single time. Well, you can't breathe and talk at the same time. That's impossible. So I don't know what it is. But yeah, I think something that's really important about setting goals in general is that we know the difference between our goals and we know the difference like between our goals and our tasks. Because I think it's so, so easy to get caught up in doing tasks and like things that kind of don't really add up to reaching even a short-term goal. It's like pretty much just the daily things that we need to do in life, like take care of ourselves mentally and physically, which is fine. Like that's actually very important to do. But just like little things like cleaning the house or doing our laundry or, you know, making breakfast, making lunch, making dinner, like going to work every single day to and from, like those are tasks, and it's really easy to get caught up in them and feel like you're, you know, accomplishing something, which you are, because they are things that need to get done, and there are things that you should be doing, but they don't really like add into the growth of like a personal goal. Like they don't really bring you progress in your life. Like, yes, you got the laundry done, but you're going to have to be doing that again next week or in a week or two. So what's the point? Not what's the point, but like, you know, it doesn't really push you forward in any way, shape, or form. You cleaned the dishes, good job, but you're going to have more dishes soon. So like little like tasks, it's easy to get caught up in those, but I think it's smart that we recognize when we're only doing tasks and not really pushing ourselves towards reaching a larger goal. And I see that in myself often. Like, I'm just like, Cameron, what are we doing today? Or what am I doing today? And it's just compiled of a lot of tasks and things to do, none of which are actually pushing my life forward in any way, shape, or form. So not saying that that's something we should be doing all the time. We shouldn't always be pushing our life forward in some specific way. I mean, that could get tiring. But I think it's important that we do have a focus on a specific goal and we're actually working towards it, because it's just so easy to get caught up and just do the mechanical day-to-day things of life. And while those are very necessary, it's just very easy to kind of like cloud your face a little bit and cloud your judgment and be like, oh, I'm making so much progress, but really you're just making your bed every day. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I feel like that's just how it's been for me, or how my little outlook on it is. But yeah, so I feel like it's just super important to kind of just know the difference between those two things, know the difference between short-term and long-term goals, and just getting tasks done, because that's just really bothersome to me sometimes. I don't know. But that's just me. Anyway, as opposed to setting goals, I think it's also super important that we, you know, in the next step of like personal growth or seeing growth personally, I think it's really important that you have fun while you're reaching those goals, or like while you're working to reach those goals, you just make sure to not take it too seriously, unless it's like a very, very serious goal and you cannot laugh once. But I think it's important to just kind of take these things, not lightly, but take them, like enjoy the work that you put in towards reaching something that you want for yourself. So just have a little bit of fun with it. If you don't reach some certain little thing that you set for yourself on a certain day, that's okay. Like, laugh it off and try again tomorrow, that kind of thing. I think it's, if we take ourselves a little too seriously, sometimes it can just get harder to want to make progress because we are so hard on ourselves. And I think it takes like mental action. It literally takes me to be so mentally aware of when I'm being hard on myself in a moment when I really don't have to. Like, I can't even count the amount of times I have like just really dogged on myself for not uploading a video or like uploading a picture, like, or something every single day of the week. And I'm really like, Cameron, you didn't even upload anything. What are you doing? Like, what are you doing with your time if you didn't upload anything? And it gets serious. And I'm like, oh my God, chill. It's not that serious. Like, it's serious, but it's not that serious. You'll be okay. It will still be there tomorrow. Maybe. I mean, TikTok has been threatened many times of disappearing. So really, it might not be there tomorrow. But regardless, in theory, it would be there tomorrow. So like, I really don't need to, you know, be that nagging or be that mean to myself. Like, sometimes, depending on what we're trying to reach, we can actually just take ourselves a little bit unseriously. But I feel like it's a balance. Like, you have to have that little balance of taking yourself seriously and taking yourself not that seriously. Like, there has to be a middle ground of where you're not going to be mean to yourself when you don't reach something in the specific amount of time that you want to. But also have the discipline to keep doing it, and not give up. Like, I think that that's an important balance to find when doing anything in life, whether it's content creation for me, or whether it's, you know, setting a career goal for just in life, or setting something like a goal for school, let's say you want to go to college, or, you know, pursue something like that, or whether any type of goal, it's just really important to not take yourself way too seriously, because that way, I mean, you can still maintain some sort of happiness, and you can still maintain some of your just joy, I feel. But yeah, like, I feel like when you're reaching your goals and you start to reach them and you can see yourself like making progress, I think it's really easy, not easy, but it's really nice to kind of take that step back and be like, oh my God, this is actually kind of fun. I see myself making progress. I see myself setting these goals and these short-term goals and reaching them. It's making me so happy. And that's something that I really do enjoy about, like, I guess, working towards something, is that when you see that you're actually accomplishing the things that you set for yourself, it just makes you happy to see yourself doing it. And it makes you want to do more. It makes you want to set more goals. It makes you want to be like, oh my God, I can do this. Imagine what else I can do. You know, like, imagine the other things in life that I could accomplish just because I set up a little goal for myself. And it doesn't even, I feel like the way that I talk about it, it makes it sound like these goals are huge, right? But they don't have to be. Like, depending on you and depending on your outlook on life and depending on what you want to accomplish, these goals do not have to be huge. They could be like not the smallest thing on earth, but it could be literally like waking up a little bit earlier every single morning, and you do it every day for a month, and then it just becomes routine, and then it just becomes you as a person. Like, wow, I woke up at 7 o'clock instead of 8 every single day for a whole month, 30 days, and now it's basically habit. Like, I've taught my body to wake up at this time, and now I can enjoy a little extra coffee or a little breakfast before work, or like before you actually go out and start your day, you can enjoy a little bit of you time, like something like that. Or say that you just wanted to have a better skincare routine, and so every single day at the same time at night, say it's like 6 or 7 o'clock, maybe 8, you decide like, hey, these are the steps in my routine that I'm going to start doing, and these are the products that I'm going to use, and this is just what I want it to be every single day for the rest of my life. And so you start doing it, and then you accomplish it, and you're like, wow, my skin looks so much better, in my opinion, and it's something that you enjoy. So like, it doesn't have to be like a huge goal of like, I'm gonna conquer the world and I'm gonna just start my own business right here, right now, and I'm gonna make so much money. Like, that's not really what I'm talking about when we're talking about setting personal goals. Like, it could literally be anything. It could be cleaning your room more frequently than you do and just doing it constantly. But yeah, like, regardless of what it is, it's just very nice to see yourself, you know, make those steps and see yourself make those, make that progress and see that you're accomplishing the things that you want to accomplish. And it's very motivating when it comes to setting more goals for yourself. But yeah, like, long story short, just take the time that, you know, take the time to enjoy and to commend yourself for the goals that you do reach along the way, and just give yourself a pat on the back, you know, while you're reaching them. And that's a really good way, I feel like, in my head, to continue on with, you know, your own personal growth. Like, if you visually see that you're making progress in so many areas of your life, or maybe in just one or two areas of your life, you see it happening because you know that you're working towards it, it's going to motivate you to make changes in other areas of your life. And it's going to give you kind of like a lot of confidence in yourself that, like, you know that you have the ability to do these things. You know that you have the motivation or the discipline or the want to do these things. And it's very helpful, and it's very nice to find, I guess, within yourself that kind of energy. But yeah, sometimes though, I feel like when it comes to, I guess, making personal growth with yourself and like making changes in your life, there can come this time when you reach a plateau, right? You reach a plateau, like, you've been working hard, you've been doing the things that you've needed to do, you've been setting yourself up for success, you know? And you come to a point where you've made a lot of progress, but all of a sudden you're kind of stuck, right? and you come to a plateau and you're like, you're all of a sudden not really seeing as much progress as you saw in the past. Or you're not really, you know, maybe you're not working as hard as you were in the beginning. And you hit a little bit of a plateau. Now, I feel like when you plateau, there are two types. I feel like there can be a negative plateau, which is kind of a double negative. That doesn't make sense, but that's just what I'm calling it in my head. Is like a negative plateau and then a positive plateau. Because I just feel like there's two very different feelings that you can get when you reach these two points. And both are, you know, can frequently happen in my personal experience. But like first, a negative plateau. I feel like just saying that these are terms I have made up on my own. So if you like expect to hear that anywhere, you probably won't. Or maybe if you Google it, you probably, I don't know. Maybe it's real. I didn't Google it. But my brain just thought negative plateau. That makes no sense. It's fine. Regardless, I feel like a negative plateau kind of like happens when you don't really reach your goals or you don't really reach, you know, the things that you set forth for yourself to do. You don't reach them according to plan, and a chunk of time has passed where you feel like you should have reached them. Like, you just kind of start to dog on yourself at this point. You kind of start to like be negative with yourself because you haven't reached these specific short-term goals or maybe long-term goals. And it's been kind of a long time where you should have reached it by now and you just haven't. It could be because you're not working hard. Maybe you are working hard. It could be because, you know, life kind of gets in the way, like all of those tasks and stuff that I was talking about earlier. We can get caught up with just like the day-to-day things, and it's very difficult to, I don't like cut time out to work towards some of the goals that we set for ourselves. So things could just be getting in the way. Like, you might feel like you're not working as hard at something when you should be working harder, but really you're working hard, but it just feels like you're not. And that can be like, that can have a negative impact on your brain. I feel it just can have a negative impact on you emotionally. Because you feel like you're not good enough, or you feel like, oh my God, I should be doing more, when really you're just, you know, being a little bit too hard on yourself and being a little bit too serious maybe, and you might need to take a step back. But yeah, it can just be very, I guess, discouraging to hit a point like this when you're trying to push yourself forward and when you're trying to make growth in any specific area of your life. It can be really discouraging to see that you're not really making that progress, or to see that you're not really, I guess, like moving forward in the way that you want to move forward. And it can really kind of set you back depending on how you look at the situation and how you look at what's happening in your life. It can just kind of hurt a little bit. And it makes you want to give up sometimes. I feel like sometimes I've set goals and they didn't really pan out the way that I've wanted them to. And it's just bothersome. And it's just not really what I saw for myself. It's not what I saw happening for me. But so you just have to kind of find a way to work around it. I don't know. It's not that I don't know, but this is just from my personal experience. So it might not be the specific way to do it, but I feel like it's very important to kind of just, it's very important to realize that it's kind of like a little test from life, I would say, when you hit something like this. Like when you come to a point like this, when you're working towards reaching goals, it's just like a little life test to see if you'll give up on what it is that you set for yourself to accomplish, or if you're just gonna kind of redirect and like change your course a little bit. Because 9 times out of 10, when we do change our course, or we look at the things that we're doing and kind of analyze like why they're not working, or kind of analyze like why it's not really producing results, if we just kind of like study those things, like study those little facts about ourselves and change it to see what does work for what we need it to work for, then 9 times out of 10, it does have a positive impact. For example, I'm just going to use this from my own life personal example, personal experience. But if I like see how my videos are doing on TikTok, right? I post a video and I'm like, oh my gosh, that video did so well. I'm going to make a lot more just like it, right? So I make some more just like it. They do good too. But after maybe a week or two, the same video that did so well for me in the past is like no longer really doing that well. And so if I keep making that over and over again, it's just going to get worse and worse. And so that means I have to kind of like change the formula a little bit. I have to try something a little bit different and see what happens when I try something new. And 9 times out of 10, when I do, it's like positive results. So same thing with just like when we set goals, or like when we are trying to reach our goals and we hit this like negative plateau area, there's something that we need to do. There's something that we need to change. It could be the amount of time and effort that we're putting into said goal. It could be the time of the day that we're a lot like trying to work towards it. Maybe it's, you know, changing something in our mindset about it. It could be a plethora of things. There's a lot of things that could get in the way. Or maybe it could be just simply realizing that, you know, this goal might be a little bit too big, or this goal might be a little bit too broad, and it might need to be simplified down a little bit. It might need to be like, there might need to be a closer focus on what it is we're trying to achieve. But yeah, as opposed to like reaching a negative plateau, which is not very fun, but it is very eye-opening to reach something like that. If you see it that way, if you like view it as a positive experience, if you're like, okay, something's not working here. I've hit this plateau negatively. What's the problem? You could use it as a learning experience, honestly. And then when you make the changes and see progress, then you're like, huh, that's, I'm so happy that I hit that wall, because now if I wouldn't have been able to, I guess, learn and grow and figure out how to navigate that problem if I hadn't hit this wall. But as opposed to hitting like a negative plateau, the other one, I can sometimes hit a positive plateau. And I feel like that usually happens when, you know, you've reached the goals that you've set for yourself, but you don't really like know where to go next, which is kind of like a weird feeling. It's kind of a scary feeling, not knowing where to go next, but it is positive because you get to kind of set the tone for your future a little bit more. You're like, okay, well, I've reached these goals. I've reached these things that I've wanted to reach for myself. I've noticed so much progress in my own life and in me as a person, and I want to keep this going. Like, now it's time to, you know, set new goals. Like, I think that part of life, like when you hit this like peak of like positivity, you're like, oh my god, you're like kind of on, I don't want to say drugs, but it's like you're really high on motivation, and you're really high on this like push of like success, I suppose. And it just drives you to want to do more. But sometimes you don't know what more is. You don't know exactly what there is to do more, and you have to get a little bit creative. But also, it can kind of drive you insane, because when you get to this point of like positivity, I would say, or just success in reaching your goals, then you're kind of like accustomed to this formula that has worked for you for such a long time, you know, and you're kind of like used to the fact that what you're doing right now is working for you. So you keep doing it. You keep doing it over and over and over. And over time, like, while that may have worked for you in the past, over time, you kind of set your life on autopilot because you've been working at something for so long, or you've been, you know, doing this thing that works for you. You've been doing this thing that, you know, shows results, positive results. And so your life kind of, when you do something for so long, you learn it, and then it just gets easier and easier and easier, right? So then when you get to that point, this high of just good things, you're kind of setting your life on autopilot, and you can just kind of go about doing your day-to-day things, because these goals that you've set for yourself, once you've reached them, everything that you're doing up until that point is it's no longer really a goal. It might even just become a task, or just something that you do, or just something that's part of your daily life. And you can get caught up in doing these tasks now because it's just who you are at this point. And so I don't think that that's necessarily like a bad thing. I don't think that it's a bad thing to be on autopilot sometimes. I just think that it's, for me, when I recognize that, hey, my life is on autopilot a little bit, that means A, I'm very comfortable where I am, which is not always the best place. It's not always the best place to be. And B, like, I'm very comfortable and I'm very just like used to what I'm doing, which means that I need to come to a point where I recognize, like, hey, we need to set new goals. We need to set something else up because I've been on autopilot for a while. It's been really nice just kind of at this chill point, but I'd like to continue going up. So I think the recognition or just realizing when you are at a point like that is very important too. Because sometimes I feel like that's why it could drive me insane. It does drive me insane because sometimes I'm like, why is everything feeling so monotonous? Or like, why is everything feeling so, I don't want to say boring, but it's feeling so easy. And when I start feeling like that, I'm like, what is it? Like, everything is fine. Like, what's the issue? And it's just the fact that I need something else to work towards, or I need something to, really push me. And I've realized like a lot of the things that I want to do are involved with social media, involved in like the internet space. And everything that I'm trying to accomplish on the internet is like growing my channels on TikTok or growing my channel on YouTube or my Instagram or just like growing my podcast. And a lot of it is like, it's focused on technology and it's focused on the internet and like just like content. It's all focused on that, right? And so I could genuinely spend a lot of time at home, and I choose not to spend a lot of time at home because I do often go outside. I'll go to the gym, I'll hang out with my friends, yada, yada, yada. But this is one part of my life where I want, like, I know that I want to make progress in. But one thing about it is like I spend so much time like looking at a screen, which I'm not the biggest fan of. Unless it's like watching movies all day, I'm fine with that. But like if I'm looking at a screen all day long, just like at myself, I get very irritated with myself. And so I don't want to look at it. But it's something that I have to do in order to like move my little whatever, like my career forward, I would say. But I think about like starting my YouTube again, and I think about like doing all of that, and I'm like, I don't know. Because A, I put a lot of time and effort into my TikTok for one. And I just know in the back of my head how much more energy would be required of me if I was to put it into YouTube. And I don't know if I'm ready for that right now. So it kind of, I'm kind of holding myself back in terms of like that because I know what comes along with the territory. And I'm like, I don't know if I want to do that right this second. So there's that. But yeah, so whenever you just hit this plateau of being on autopilot, I just, and doing what has worked for you for so long, at some point you do get, like, get to the mindset of like, okay, I think I'm ready for more. And hopefully that's, I'm hoping for like that I will be like, I'm ready for more very soon. Like I'm ready to, like the rest of my life feels balanced. The rest of my life feels like it's in a good space. I think I'm ready to try YouTube again. I think I'm ready to do that. But that is one thing that I constantly think about. But yeah, so if you are at this like positive plateau, I'm calling it, I think it would, in order to move forward or just like kind of get out of it, I've said this before, it requires like a new set of goals and basically a new routine, like a new way that you are going to be doing your life for from that point on, because everything that you've learned or taught yourself prior to that, it's just, it's learned already and it's just what you do now. So it's not new and it's not really helping you grow anymore because you've gotten good at it. So you just need another thing to get good at in order to continue seeing yourself grow in that positive light. But when you're setting new goals and you're making yourself a new routine, I think that it definitely ensures that your, personal growth will continue. Like it's always something that's gonna keep going up as long as you're still doing that for yourself. But like I said earlier, like it's very tiring to always be growing. It's very tiring. Even the body, like if you look at it from a, like a physical standpoint, the body, like the human body stops growing at a certain point. It's like, we spent a lot of time doing that. We need a break, right? Like you grow from like a child to an adolescent to a teenager. And then it kind of slows down in your 20s. Like it's not really physical growth unless you're like personally like going to the gym and like forcing your body to grow in those ways. But the natural, like naturally your body growth just stops at some point. And then you just kind of continue to grow up mentally. Like once you're in your 20s and like mid 20s, late 20s, you just kind of continue to grow mentally. But like physically, you're pretty much done, right? And pretty much the same thing when it comes to, I guess, personal growth. Like that is, I feel like that's a mental thing, right? If you just can't constantly be doing it. There has to be like little breaks in between. Give yourself a break. If you want to see it continue to happen, because it's just very tiring to always be thinking of the next thing or thinking of, you know, what am I going to work on next? Or like, what is da-da-da-da-da-da? Sometimes it's good to just kind of be on that autopilot that I was talking about. I like autopilot. I don't like getting too comfortable with it, but I do like being on autopilot sometimes. It's just, sometimes you don't want to like use your brain. Sometimes you don't want to be thinking about something super, super deep or like super just serious. And that's what I mean when I'm saying like just to be a little bit unserious sometimes, because you need that little space. You need that little break from being that serious all the time. The other day I was watching this show, and it's called Lioness on Paramount Plus. And this girl was friends with another girl, right? And every single conversation, I couldn't get my head past it. I was like, every single conversation that, of course this was, okay, I'm going to preface this by saying it was for the show. If it wasn't like this, then the show would have been boring. The show would have been kind of just drawn out and unnecessary. So I get it for TV. But in a personal life and like in real life, every single conversation that these two girls would have, one girl didn't say much. She wasn't like really inputting much. And then the other girl was talking all the time. But the one who was talking all the time, when she spoke, every single word that came out of her mouth was deep. And it was like, it was heavy every single time, every conversation. And I was like, I don't think that I could go about life always having deep conversations. I love having deep conversations, and I love like the idea of it, and I love like getting to know a person in that way. However, I can't, there has to be some laughing games. There has to be some jokes, because I can't do deep all the time. And I feel like the body, or like the mind and the body, is the same way. Like we can't always be forcing ourselves to grow personally, mentally. There has to be those little breaks in between, just to take yourself unseriously. Just go enjoy the day, because think about nothing. Have an empty brain sometimes. I think that's okay, you know? Just completely disconnect from reality. Be delusional once or twice a month. Nothing crazy. But yeah, it is, it's just good to have that time period of like autopilot. But also just make sure that you do come out of it. Make sure that you do get back on track with what you need to do. I feel like, again, it's that balance, finding that healthy balance of doing both. It can sometimes be very hard to find that balance, but when you do, it works very well for you. And that's just my opinion. But once you, are ready to like start working again, start working your mind again, it's really beneficial to just establish that new routine and set new goals and then experience more personal growth. Because it's never something that I don't think it's ever something that someone would want to stop doing. I don't ever think I would want to stop growing personally. And I'm very excited to see like where I end up in the next 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. Like I really want to see where my mind is at that point. Because I know that there's a lot that I don't know, even still, that I would love to know. But it's just waiting for me to learn it, because I haven't had the experiences yet. So that's always exciting to think about. But where I am right now, I feel like I have a good head on my shoulders sometimes. I don't know. But yeah, that's pretty much all I have for you guys today about experiencing personal growth and making it, you know, continue. Like, I feel like that's the important part, is like, we can always grow in specific areas in our life, but we can always also hit that like plateau. I mean, that's never fun. It's not fun, but it's never somewhere that I would want to be for too long. Like, I always do want to continue to see myself mature and, you know, grow up and just experience new thoughts and see what happens. But yeah, that's all I have for you guys today. I really appreciate every single one of you that sits down and listens to Just a Sip every week. And I'm really hoping that, you know, you continue to come back and listen to other episodes too, because those are fun. And I like having these conversations, and it's really, it's just very eye-opening for me sometimes. Because when I talk here, and when we talk together, I feel like I learn a lot about myself as well. So it's like, it's just very interesting to hear. It's very interesting to hear the words that come out of my mouth sometimes. I'm like, I did not know I thought that. I didn't know that I was thinking that. That's crazy. But yeah, so thank you guys so much for listening to this week's episode. If you do come back next week, we're going to be talking about finding balance, which is something that I have been wanting to do, something that I have been kind of hyper-focused on for the past month. I'm like, I need balance in my life. I'm being that dramatic person. I'm like, oh my God, I just need balance. That's it. It's just something I want. It's something I need. But yeah, so if you decide to listen next week, we're going to be talking about balance, and that's it. Thank you guys so much for listening, and I'll see you later. Bye.